that's wonderful. Oh. It's in, and, you know, I guess, did Laura show you the final layout on it, or?
No, just a picture. Yeah, the pictures, and I understand that you're perhaps going to put one in of Caroline.
Yeah, well, we're checking it out very thoroughly, though. We've, you know,
yeah, well,
the air and everything.
Chief Knutson came over to me and showed me the letter.
Yes.
And he said that he was checking it out with Pierre.
Oh, yeah. Well, we wouldn't dare put it in unless they said okay.
Yeah.
But if they say okay, we'll use that picture.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure you wouldn't object to that, would you?
No, no. Well, it's up to them, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Uh-huh. But we won't put it in unless they say so.
Oh, I know you wouldn't.
Don't you worry. Well, no. Look, and also thanks a lot for all your help.
God, well.
It's great to us, really.
Well, it's a pleasure, because you've been nice to me.
Well, how else could we be? Okay, well, look, after this weekend, then, I'll send a note. In the meantime, you know, I'll be in town at the office.
Okay.
Just in case.
All righty.
Thank you, Ms. Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. George Thomas.
Thank you.
Okay, well, and I'll call, when he wakens, ask him if he wants the memo on that deals with his 4 o'clock meeting, if I should send that over to him before he comes, or would he read it after he gets here?
Okay, I'll ask it.
Okay.
Fine.
Thanks a lot, George.
Protocol again?
Okay.
Mrs. Lincoln?
Hello.
Hi.
I have one more to check with you. The independence gifts for Rwanda, the Republic of Rwanda and the Kingdom of Burundi, and for the President of Rwanda, a precision shortwave radio with a built-in tape recorder, Schrader Sound, custom-made. And then for the King of Burundi, a high-fidelity stereophonic record player with suitable record collection.
Gee, those sound terrific.
And they were recommended by the desks.
Oh, they sound very
okay.
good.
Okay.
Oh,
go
yeah.
Go ahead, and I'll send you the memo on this, too.
All righty.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
I have Governor Herschel Lovelace here in the city asking for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Afternoon.
Hello, Governor. How are you?
Very good. You?
It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Yeah, I guess, yes. I seem to be involved over there, and I know you don't have many free moments to look around and admire the birds and the bees and so forth.
That's right. You don't have time.
No. Miss Lincoln, I've got a problem here. Some information has come into my hand that I sincerely hope the President's aware of, but I don't know whether he is or not. Relation to our missile activity. I've worked with the contractors here, generally that are in this work, and it's kind of worrisome to me. I'd like to impart this knowledge to somebody over there. They may already know it, but...
Would you like to speak to the President?
I would.
Listen, he's resting right now, but he'll be over here perhaps around 4:10. Maybe we could give you a call.
I'd love it if you could, because, as I say, I've worried about this for the last 3 or 4 days, and
well,
I think I'd like to tell someone about it.
Okay. We'll give you a call.
Okay. Do you have my number?
I imagine the...
I think it's 128, my extension 6674.
6674. Okay, we'll call you.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye.